Coming up in this episode of the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, I have some surprising news about FeedBurner that you don't want to miss. Hey guys, before I get into this episode of the podcast, I just want to give a word to the wise. For anyone who has a blog or a podcast, you should be using Google's FeedBurner. Now, if you don't have FeedBurner, go ahead and sign up for it. It's a free service. I suggest that you use your Gmail account. And if you don't have Gmail, let's start there first. Get a Gmail account and then sign up for FeedBurner. Now, for those of you who have been using FeedBurner for a long time, I wanted to share with you something I found out from our friend Amit over at Digital Inspiration. He's also known as LabNol, that's LabNol on Twitter. And that is the option to tweet your RSS out to Twitter has disappeared from FeedBurner. Yep, normally you would be able to find that under the Publicize tab. But if you go to the Publicize tab now, you will not see an option to use Twitter. If you look over on the left-hand side, you'll notice that the option for Socialize is now missing. But Amit did give us a way to get that feature back if you just want to look at it. Now, I don't know if it functions properly because I actually don't use this Socialize feature. But what you can do is if you go up to your browser bar and change the URL that's there, because it'll say feedburner.google.com and a bunch of other characters, and then it'll say publicize and then another long string of characters. If you change that publicize to the word socialize, you'll be able to see that option again. And now, once again, I don't know if it's functional or not because I don't use it. I actually use Twitter feed. I know a lot of bloggers use a popular service called Deliverit. And Deliverit is DLVR.IT. Another popular service you can use to auto-post your blog feed to Twitter or Facebook is Ping FM. That's PING.FM. But if you were using FeedBurner and you've noticed anything going wrong, go into your FeedBurner account and replace Publicize with Socialize. And then you can go in here and look at what your settings were, and you can probably remove that from your FeedBurner account. And I would suggest you do that because I'm not sure why Google has taken this out of FeedBurner. I'm going to assume that they're going to do away with it soon. So I just want to give you guys a heads up about that, because a lot of times with FeedBurner, you can just set it and forget it. You know, you never go back in here to look at what's going on unless something has gone awry. And if there was a problem, you wouldn't be able to find it unless you know that little trick that I just gave you from Amit over at Digital Inspiration. Okay, now there's something else I noticed. Now, this one I have to take all the credit myself because I've done quite a few video tutorials on FeedBurner, and one that I did was about real-time stats in Blogger for people who are using Blogger. And in this video, I demonstrated how up at the top of the screen, when you would log into your FeedBurner account, it would say, try out our new beta version. and you click on that link and you would get a screen that was very similar to Google Webmaster Tools. And at the time when I recorded this video, which was back in October of 2010, you go into the beta version of the stats and it would show clicks, views, and downloads of your items in your feed. Now, simply, they have moved that over, and I believe that's what appears now, and I'll tell you where to find it now. Just go to the Analyze tab and click on Item Use. Now, for most bloggers, you probably will never care about even looking at these stats, which is why this has probably gone unnoticed throughout the blogosphere. But if you're a podcaster, this is a little bit more important because the item use is actually people downloading anything that's in your feed. So for a podcast, of course, you want people to download episodes of your podcast, and that will give you the stats on how many times that's happening. If you're a blogger and you're including other items within your blog posts, like, for example, PDF downloads or some other type of enclosures, then you'll find stats for that there as well. One more tip I'd like to throw out there for those of you who aren't really sure how to find an RSS feed. Now, this could be for one of your podcasts or your blogs, or it could be for someone else. There is an extension. Hopefully, you guys are using the Google Chrome browser. There's an extension called RSS Subscription Extension by Google. Install that extension, and you'll see when you go to a website, I'll use Tumblr as an example, because a lot of people are using Tumblr even for their podcasts. Well, when you go to a Tumblr blog, most of the time you will not see an RSS icon on the page. That's when this extension comes in really handy. You'll see up at the top of your browser window what's known as the Omnibox. That's where you enter the URLs. You'll see that little RSS icon. I have a Tumblr blog, which is MissEileenSpeaks.tumblr.com. Because I have the extension installed, I'll have that RSS icon up in my Omnibox. When I click on the icon, it'll open up a new window, and that new window will say subscribe now. It always asks you to confirm. Google Reader does that. You have to subscribe again. You're not subscribed to this feed yet. And then hit subscribe. And then you'll see a box up at the top that says feed settings. Open up feed settings and look for details. Scroll down to where it says view details and statistics, and that's where you'll find the URL for this RSS feed. In this case, it's going to be http://MissEileenSpeaks.tumblr.com/RSS. So that's how you would find an RSS for any blog or podcast, and you don't see the RSS icon on the page. That's a real handy extension. Saved me a lot of time because I was looking for feeds for a couple of different websites that I visited that did not have that RSS feed icon readily available. So I just used that extension, and I used that just really to grab the RSS feed. Once you have that RSS feed, you can take it over to FeedBurner. Especially if you have a podcast, you always want to make sure you burn your original feed with FeedBurner. Then you can use that to upload to iTunes, all sorts of things that you can do with RSS feeds. It's a real important topic. That's why I wanted to cover this topic today. And based on any feedback or questions that you guys have on this particular episode, I will definitely do follow-up, because understanding feeds for your blog and for your podcast is an absolute must. It's something you have to do. It sounds super techy, but it's really not. It's just basically a listing of everything that you've posted. That's the easiest way I can describe it. That's what an RSS feed is. It's a listing of everything that you posted. So it's almost like following your blog, but there's no fancy sidebars and there's no navigation menu or any of that other stuff. It's just a listing. Most people will use Google Reader to keep up with your blog that way. And of course, if you have a podcast, they'll be using iTunes or some other feed catcher like Zune. But FeedBurner is something that we should all know our way around the interface. So if you have questions, let me know and I will definitely hone in on whatever your questions are. Well, this has been a very informative episode. Be sure to share this with your friends on Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus. Thanks for listening today. And remember, you can catch up with me over at basicblogtips.com. And I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day. Peace.